Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for this time that we can gather here in Lido's Fellowship. Lord, we want to pray against every hindrance or distraction. Lord, in spite of the noise, that your word will go forth and it will be heard in the ears of the hearer.
Bisan pa kasaba sa among dapit ginawa pa ng imong kulong madunggan gayud sa matag usa.
In Jesus' name we ask.
Sa ngalan ni Jesus Kristo mo kaya mong ipangayo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord called my attention to a verse a few weeks ago.
Ang Ginoo nagdasig kanako sa mga bersikulo nga akong ihapahat karon kaninyo bisan pa nilabay nga mga semana.
And it was the last part of the second chapter of Luke.
Katapusan nga bahin diya sa katapusan usab nga kapitulo sa libro sa Lucas.
And it's the only thing we have of the history of Jesus when he was a child.
Ang nagpabilin lang istorya mahitungod sa kinabuhi ni Ginoong Kristo sa diyang gamay pa siya.
That he was 12 years old.
Sa diyang niabot siya og 12 ka tuig.
And the parents took him and some families, they went to Jerusalem.
Uban siya nagabisita dito sa lugar sa Jerusalem ang iyahang maginikanan uban kaniya.
And he separated from his family and he went into the temple.
Unya nibulag siya sa iyahang ginikanan unya niadto siya sa maong tigumanan sa maong templo.
And he was talking with the theologians and the doctors and the priests.
Siya nakikistorya bisan pa niya itong mga banggitan ng mga pare o bisan pa sa mga banggitan ng mga tigbabalaon o nagatrabaho niya sa balaon nun ng dapit.
And he was questioning them about the Word of God.
Unya kato mga magyalamong na siya palibot, nagpangutana sila may tungod sa pulong sa Diyos.
It doesn't say what they talked about, but it said that these old doctors and priests were very amazed at what Jesus was saying.
Di na to makuha kung asa na pit ng mga libro sa daan na tugon, pero sa diyang mitubag si Ginoong Kristo sa ilahang pangutana, natingalag yun ang mga magialamon ng tao sa ilahang palibot.
I'm kind of wondering, was he asking them, do you believe the Messiah is coming?
Oga naga hunahuna siguro ko sa diha nga nagutana isa na nito baka mo nga adunay manluluwas nga umaabot.
How do you believe that he will appear when he comes?
Isa nga pila ba kaninyo ang mito unsaon niya nga mailhan nga siya na iabot na.
Will you recognize him when he comes?
Baka ila ba kamo sa diha nga mo abot siya ang mao Mesiyas.
By the way, you know the Lord is going to come suddenly into his temple again.
Oga sa mga padayon ta ang Ginoo ni tagnaan ni kalit na siya pagbutho dito sa maong templo.
Before he comes in clouds and every eye shall see him, he will come secretly and suddenly into his temple.
Sa wala pa siya ni kaya nga ang tanan makakita nato kaniya, pero ni gapatigayon siya pagsulod gyud sa mga templo sa sekreto nga panahon.
And we know he did that in the natural at the end of his natural life here on earth.
Iya kaning gihimo matapos ka nato nakahibalo nini sa katapusan ng bahin sa iyang pagministeryo pagtrabaho diya sa iya atong amahan nga langit nun.
But this was a visit and he was not the Messiah, he was just Jesus.
Oga sa iyang pagbisita nini dila kaingon nga Mesiyas siya kundi ni siya magyong yun ang manuluwas or hingan lang siya Jesus.
Just a child.
Bata pa siya.
And his mother, they started home and they couldn't find him.
Iyahang ginikanan sa tanang nagpamauli na ilang matikdan nga wala di ay nila mauban si Jesus nagpabili na ito sa Jerusalem.
So the parents went back and they found him in Jerusalem, they found him in the temple.
unya sa dihan nakita nila dito siya nagbibalik sila unya nakita nakaplaga nila nga si Ginisos dito nagpanudlo sa maong simbahan o templo.
And of course his mother scolded him for being lost.
Siyempre basta kay inahan tawagon magina siguro tawag niya Jesus dahil mali ka.
And then it says here after he said he must be about his father's business.
Unya mo nang sa dihang naga inistoryahe sila nitubag si Jesus ing isang niya baya ko trabaho sa akong amahan.
And then it says he went down with them to Nazareth and was subject to them, but his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. That's verse 51.
Lucas.
Luke 2. Lucas 2.
51,
yeah.
Sa Lucas, Kapitulo 2, Versikulo 51, nagaingon.
And Jesus...
Milugsong siya kuyog kanila og miabot sa Nazareth og siya nagpailalom sa ilahang pagbuot og ang iyahang inahan nagtipik nining tanang mga pulong sa iyahang kasing-kasing.
And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man.
Og si Jesus nagtubo sa kinaadman og sa gitas-on og sa nahimut-an sa Dios og sa mga tao.
Stature. He got bigger in size.
Buot pasabot ni dako siya dela kaya hang pamo iya ang iyang lawas bidako na sa nining mga panahona.
His body grew.
Yang lawas bidako na ang iyang lawas ni urasa.
Wisdom. His soul was growing and maturing.
Bisan pa ang iyang panabot or iyang kaalam mitubo usab.
And in favor with God and man.
Og ang pabor usab ngadto sa Dios og ngadto usab sa mga tao.
In other words, he had also a place of his spirit.
Sa lain nga pagkahubad nini, aduna na siya'y igo gayod na lugar diha sa diha sa Espiritu Santo.
Now, the question is, what does it mean to have favor?
Ang pangutana naga kanayon, unsa man di ay kahulugan kung ikaw makabaton o pabor.
And how do you get favor?
Unsa unsa po imong himuon para ikaw makapabor nato sa imong gustong magpaboran nimo sa kinabuhi.
And who do you want to have favor with?
Unya, unsa pangutana, kinsa may gusto nimo nga makahatag kanimo pabor?
So help me out. How do I come into a place of favor? Have you ever been in a place of favor? Are you now in a place of favor? Who are you in favor with?
Kinsa man sab ang imong naghatag kanimo pabor?
Well, I believe that God is the giver of favor.
Nagtuog kita nga ang baka aduna na gani pabor nga tumangkon kini hinatag siya gasa kinigikan sa Dios.
And if you are really in a place of God's favor, then I believe he's going to give you favor with men.
Yes.
Oga kung nagapahiluna na gani makita na gani man tumaysun na kita aduna na pabor sa Dios na ang Dios usab muhatag direkta ngadto sa katawo muhatag pabor sa diha nimo.
Now, I could tell you stories. I guess I'm old enough that I have accumulated a lot of stories in my life.
Okay, igo na yan, Panginoon. Tagandangan na sa iyang mga istoryang nahibalag o na memorya, sinatian.
Stories of where I might have been in a very difficult position, except that the Lord gave me favor.
Istorya sa iyang kinabuhi nga naagi siya sa pinakapait na kahimtang sa iyang kinabuhi, kaya lang nakitaan nga ang Dios nalay naghatag pabor ngadto kaniya.
I can think of a time, how many years ago? 30 some years ago. When the Lord gave me a job that I didn't even apply for, but I needed the job. And I obeyed the Lord, and I was very careful and diligent to keep very righteous in my dealing in this job. And one day, the man who was in charge of the board of directors, he took it upon himself that he wanted to fire me because he thought I was going to expose something about his wife. It's a long story. But two times in a big board of directors meeting, he asked the other directors to agree with him to have me leave the job. And the other 12 men would not do it. The next month we had a meeting again, and after the meeting, again he said he wanted a resolution to fire me. And the other board of directors, they just sat quiet. They would not open their mouth. So this man said, "I see I've lost confidence. I'm going to be the one to resign." Now, this man was a politician, and he had the highest political position in the region where I live. All these other men on the board of directors owed him favors. Why didn't God allow him to fire me? Because God had appointed me into that place. And the Lord showed me that He was going to prosper me like Joseph if I would be obedient to Him. About a month later, I saw this powerful politician. He was sitting down in the clinic. And I went and I sat down beside him. I didn't hate the man. I said, "How are you doing, sir?" He nodded his head. I sat there for a minute. And then he looked at, now this man had fired other administrators. He looked at me and he said, "I don't know how you did it." I said, "Did what?" He said, you know, how did you do that? No man has ever been able to come against me in all my political career that I couldn't do what I wanted. I said, sir, I wasn't trying to come against you. I was just standing for what was the truth. And I could go on for 2 hours and tell you many more stories very much like this, where even powerful men have come against us and they could not defeat us, and they themselves were defeated.
Ako may istorya ninyo bisan pang mabutang duha ka oras nga adunay mga istorya nga sama niini nga bisan diyon sa nila pagpaningkamot wala maorang istorya nagpabilin gihapon siya.
Now I can remember a time in my life when I did not have this same kind of favor of God.
Pero taliwala niya nga mao nga pabog diagi po ko sa dapit o panahon sa kinabuhi nga wala na pabor sa Ginoo nga ni kanako.
Maybe you can look into your own life and say, am I in a place where I do not have the favor of God?
Bisan pa sa itong kinabuhi, di ba na yung mga panahon nga murang ugan, nagyukay murang maglayo, nagyukay yung pabor sa Ginoo sa itong kinabuhi.
In this situation, everything goes wrong.
O kana nga mao nga sitwasyon o kahintang, murang ang tanan gayon, murang poros na sayop.
Everything breaks. You don't have enough money to fix it.
Ang tanan gayon, mga hanaw niya, murang wala na kay kwarta pa nga imong ika, para bang imong maalin pa or maayo pa.
Nobody will give you a break.
Wala gyud ta halos nang tao mo kwan mo sungag nimo.
I went into a restaurant one time.
Kay nahinumdum ko na usa kay gayo naka niadto ko sa usa ka kananan.
I ordered my food at the counter.
Nag-order siya sa mao nga iyang gustong kanon.
I got my money out to pay. And the woman said, that's all set, you're all paid. I said, no, I haven't paid. She said, yes, you have. I know I took your money. Well, after a while, I wasn't going to make a scene. I said, okay, if you know you've taken my money, but if your cash register comes up short, you know, don't blame me. And you know, I said to my wife, I said, you know, I've often wondered, what are some of the ways that God can take care of us when we come into great tribulation?
Do
you understand what I'm saying? God has ways to favor you, and just not because I was in desperate need, but just because He wanted to show His love.
Naay mga panahon sa maniya na nga mo, imo na ato masinatian na niya na nga mo, di paboran siya na napoy panahon na dili, pero iyalang gustong ipakita nga siya yun nahigugma sa mata ko sa kanato.
So, brethren, I can spend 3 weeks here going through the whole Bible. I can start with Abraham. God's favor to Abraham. Even when Abraham went to Egypt and Pharaoh was going to take his wife, Abraham went to Abimelech, the Philistine, and he was going to do the same thing.
Abraham, na gustong kwaon ang iyang asawa.
And God was so jealous over Sarah that he gave that king a bad dream and said, "You touch that woman and you're a dead man."
Ang Dios na pungot yung maayo nga yun ato ang pagtratar sa mao nga tao nga to sa asawa ni Abraham. Isa kung imo ganin ang himo, hilabtan nimo, mamatay ka gyud. Ina sa sino?
Why?
Ngano magkaha?
Why did God have such an overshadowing protection of Abraham and Sarah?
Ngano man kahayon nga grabe hilabihan man gyud kaayo nga kanabang pagtipig sa Dios sa kinabuhi nila ni Abraham ug ni Sarah?
Yes, he let them make some mistakes.
Daghan man kaayo sila nahimo nga mga sayop.
Yes, he made them wait until they were 90 and 100 years old to have a child.
Unya ni abot sila sa binta kapin nga tuig gani nagkuhan sila ngadto sa nagpaabot sa ilang anak.
Or they could have said, "Well, God doesn't love me. He isn't answering my prayer."
Siguro may ngon sila panahon nga koy, "Lord, wa na gyud nang bugma nako ba kay sandahan ako nimo."
But God was favoring them.
Pero ang Dios naghatag gabaya gyud og pabor ngadto kanila.
Look at the children of Israel in Egypt.
Tanaw nato ang mga anak sa Dios, o Israelita dito sa dapit sa Ehipto.
They're slaves.
Sila dito. Sila mga sulugon.
Slaves. Come on, slaves.
Ha? Sulugon sila.
They don't own anything.
Wala sila inaangkon bisag unsa mga butang.
Only enough food to eat for one day.
Basta kay pakanon lang sila dito, sulod-sulod sa kadlaw.
Only if Pharaoh feeds them are they going to live.
Si Paraon lai napakaon nga to kanila nga sila igoy-igo sa nga mabuhi.
Work in the hot sun, the whip of the taskmaster. Work.
Trabaho dia sa kainit sa adlaw niya latiguhon pag sila.
Oh.
Na grabe dia latigo pastilan.
God doesn't love me.
Siguro imo sila Ginoo wa na gyud pasandahan ako di mo Ginoo ba wa na ko nimo higugma.
Oh, but God did love them.
Pero ang Ginoo nagpabilin sa paghigugma ngadto kanila.
And it came time to leave Egypt.
Onya niabot ang panahon.
Now let me
pahigawa sila gikan sa Egypt.
Let me take you to some verses in Exodus chapter 3. Brother, could you turn that away from here a little bit? Just okay. Blows that way. There we go. Exodus chapter 3.
Capitulo 3.
Now, this is the word to Moses.
Bokinisya ang sulti sa Dios ngadto kang Moses.
And we come to verse 21.
O matutaliya sa bersikulo 21.
Yeah, let's start here with verse 19. It says, "I am sure that the king of Egypt will not let you go, no, not with a mighty hand."
Og naitabo ako nga ang hari sa Ehipto dili motugot kaninyo sa pagpalakaw dili kun dili pinaagi sa usa ka kamot nga kusgan.
"And I will stretch out my hand and smite Egypt with all my wonders which I will do in the midst thereof, and after that he will let you go."
Og tuyoron ko ang akong kamot og pagsamaran ko ang Ehipto uban sa tanan ko nga mga katingalahan nga pagabuhaton ko sa taliwala ninyo og sa tapos niana pagatugutan kamo niya sa pagpalakaw.
In other words, I'm going to send great tribulation on the land, but it's going to be for your good.
Ingon siya nga itagaan niya og pulong ang mga iyang katawan ni siya nga tugutan lagi mo kay akong silutan kining maong dapit nga nagadaog-daog kaninyo.
And in verse 21, "And I will give this people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, and it shall come to pass that when you go, you shall not go empty."
Ug ako magahatag niining katawhan og pag mahimuot sa atubangan sa mga mata sa mga Egiptohanon o mahitabo nga sa muadton na kamo dili kamo magalakaw nga walay mga dala.
In other words, you're going to have gold, you're going to have silver, you're going to have jewelry, expensive jewels and things from Egypt.
Ingon siya nga sige lang bisag idaog-daog mo pero pagawason ta kamo kay pagawason ta mo gikan ni napita kunya dili mo mogawas nga walay dala inyuha ang tanan ninyong gustong kwaon.
So in other words, your payday is coming.
Buti pasabot niya na ang inyuhang sweldo umaabot na.
I'm going to pay you back for all those years of slavery.
Insa nga akong bayran ang tanang mga tuigan nga din kamo nagatrabaho.
But you see, in all those years, your people grew and they multiplied, and now you're a great nation.
Bisan pa niya itong ginagdaog sila sa kahintang, pero wa kato makapugong sa ilang pagdaghan ni anam na hinun sila kakusgan.
And in one day, just like that,
you're
going to be free. You'll be free. Why? Because God said, I will put my favor on the people. So, Egypt is the world. Now, I'm not suggesting you should go out to the world and start robbing the bank and anything like that. But the Hebrew women probably worked in the house of some of these rich Egyptian homes.
Yoron ini mga panahon na ang mga babae nga mga Hebrewhanon nagkatrabaho sila dito sa mga dato nga mga Egiptohanon.
Cook, housekeeper, gardener, you know.
Nagluto, tighinlo, tiguna.
Hey, listen. Mistress boss, I need some jewelry. I need some gold. Do you have anything you can give me? Oh, yes, yes, please.
Maniabot ang panahon, mag-exose, nagpaburahin siya nga, boss, pwede ba nga matagaan ko ni mo ako ang magamit o tanan nga lindihese, mingo na yan amo nga siya. Okay, bihisa ko siya.
Oh, here's a big piece. It's very heavy. You take this too. It's pure gold.
Oh, siguro mayroon na nga niya, nindot tayo niya, gulong nindot tayo niya. Sige, bukaat para pagigayin ni pinakakilo ni mabaligyan ni mo. Sige.
Take it. Be gone. Get out. Yeah. Anything. Yeah. Look over in verse. Now this is what the Lord said. Now look over in chapter 11. Verse 2. Speak now in the ears of the people, and let every man borrow of his neighbor, and every woman of her neighbor, jewels of silver and jewels of gold.
So, tehe karon ang katauhan oga.
And
papangayua sila sa tagsa-tagsa lalaki sa iyahang silingan ang nga lalaki ug ang tagsa-tagsa kababaye sa iyahang silingan nga babaye ug mga alahas mga salapi ug mga alahas nga bulawan.
And the Lord, verse 3, gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Moreover, the man Moses was very great in the land of Egypt, in the sight of Pharaoh's servants, and in the sight of the people.
Atubangan sa mga mata sa Egiptohanon labot pa si Moses mao ang dako uyamot na tao sa yuta sa Ehipto o sa mga mata sa mga alagad ni Faraon o sa mga mata sa katawhan.
What made Moses great in the land of Egypt?
Nakapahimo nakapahimong dako ni Moses ni panahon na.
Maybe not Pharaoh, but Pharaoh's servants.
Dili siguro tungod ni Faraon pero mga sulugoon ni Faraon.
They regarded him with great regard.
Ni bilig kayo sila ni Moses, taas kayo ng pagtuo nila kay Moses.
The little people.
Kamay nga magatawhan.
They saw the favor of God on Moses.
Nakita nila nga ang Dios nagikuban ngadto kay Moses.
You know, I want to be in a place of favor. Do you?
Gusto ko nga makaabot diha sa dapit sa pagpabor sa Ginoo sa kinabuhi sa bisan pa kani karon.
And it wasn't because Moses was trying to come into a place of favor.
Dili tumod kay si Moses gusto niya nga makahatag og pabor ngadto sa tao.
It wasn't because Moses was buying political ads or big signs to put vote for Moses, you know.
I saw
some signs in Butuan. Vote for, I don't know who, somebody. The man is trying to buy his own favor among the people. We've got a man in America that wants to be president. He's a billionaire. He's spending millions of dollars for television and advertisements telling how great he is. But it's not buying him any favor. They just finished in one of the states a selection and he didn't come anywhere. He didn't win anything. So God gave these people favor in the eyes of the Egyptians. You know what I'm gonna go through and find a few other people that had favor with God and with people.
Ako ipakita pa kaninyo ang daghan pang mga tao sa Biblia nga gitaga ang pabor nato sa Ginoo.
Just a few.
Ilang kayo na basta kay ako ipakita ninyo ang mga pipila na ini.
And maybe you can go through the Bible and say, God, I want to know who were these people in the Bible that found favor.
Bisan pa kanimo kung gusto kang makahibalo ka kung kinsa man ang ipaboruhan si Ginoo sa mga pamagi nini, magkabasa ka diha sa Biblia.
Now let's take the woman Ruth.
Bisan pa diha sa kinabuhi ni Ruth.
Do you like Ruth?
Yes.
Do you like the story of Ruth?
Yes. Kaya
na ni Ruth dito ang musilingan ni Ruth.
What do you like about Ruth?
Kung sa may ganahan ako, may tumulong ni Ruth.
What'd you say?
Faithful.
Faithful? Favored, okay. Now, was Ruth a Hebrew woman?
No,
she was a Moabite. A Moabite woman. You know who the Moabites were? They were descendants of Lot. Remember Lot's daughter with her father, and Moab was one of the sons. And these people were enemies of Israel. But Naomi went down there with her husband and two sons.
Naomi,
One son married Ruth, the other one married Orpah.
Si Orpah no, ang isa anak niya.
Not
pangasawan dito ni Ruth ang isa usang natukang Orpah.
And all the men died. So you can say, well, boy, things weren't going real good for Ruth, were they? But if it hadn't been so, Ruth probably would have remained a Moabite woman all her life, worshiping false gods. Never knowing the true God. So there came a time when Naomi said, I'm going back to Israel. And she said to the two daughters-in-law, you stay behind, I'm going back. I'm a very bitter woman now, and I have nothing to live for. I have no hope for you finding a husband. You just... That's it, you know.
Wala na ko pa, di na ko kanak pa nga mahimo ninyong bana. So bulag-bulag ta sa mayo kabubot o daw sa basta standing.
So Ruth made a decision.
Una nga si Ruth, siya naghimo siya og pagpili.
Orpah could have made the same decision.
Kasi Orpah usaba, usab gyapon naghimo siya pagpili.
But Ruth had, surely she had heard Naomi and Abimelech talk about the God of Israel. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The Creator God.
Ang Dios nga magbubuhat sa kalibutan.
And she said, you know, I'm going back with Naomi.
Unya motong niyo siya nga ay maayo ni lang isgutan. Muab uban ko sa kubangan ng babae nga si Naomi.
There's no need for me to stay among these wicked Moabites.
Sa nga di ko makikuban ni mga bakira o sa madautan kayo na kung makakuban.
I'm going to believe that this great and mighty God has something for me.
Mutog ko kato ilang istorya ako na dunggan nga doon na pa himoon sa Dios.
I'm still going to trust him no matter what. So you know the story how she came back with Naomi. You know how she went to glean in the field of Boaz.
And
Boaz, he noticed her. Now, Boaz had a lot of people gleaning in his field. He had lots of employees. He had men servants. He had maid servants. Now, why would Boaz notice Ruth? What was she doing different out in that field that all the other people weren't doing? You see, God put a favor on Ruth. And when the eyes of a good man... Who's that? Who's that woman?
Tanaw-tanaw si Boaz. Anayo niya mura o si Kukoy. Nakikita ni Anabel. Hoy! Diara!
He was drawn to the favor that God had on that woman.
Yes, siya nga nakit anak ko nga kinigis siya mo. Oy, partner yun kay kinigis. hinatag ni si Ginoo nako.
And he said to the young men that were working for him, leave her alone. Don't you bother that woman. And furthermore, give her a little more than the others are getting.
Iyang itagaag pabor, no? Isang naghagdaw man eh. Bilinin ninyo ay yung kalimtin yung uban na para iyang makuha.
By the way, what do you know about Boaz?
Naunsa ba inyong nakita ni Boaz? Unsa ba inyong nahibaluan na ito ni Boaz?
Kinsman
lang siya. Oh, yeah, you can say kinsman, but tell me about his background.
I think he's a rich man. Rich man.
Okay, he was rich. No. I want to know about his genealogy.
Oh, saya di sa maday keliwat siya ni si Boaz, di sa maday gikan.
I want to find out how good a Bible student you are.
It was from the Rahab.
Oh, yes.
Dito sa katulitang.
Was that his mother?
Yeah.
His mother was a Canaanite woman named Rahab, formerly a harlot.
Rahab katong nagluwas dito atong duha ka espiya nga iyang giluwas to sila ni Josue kunya ang iyang mama ato, no?
So you see,
okay, mama ni Boaz.
Boaz had to know that God was in the business of redemption.
Nahibaluan mo ni Boaz nga naa siya sa ang Ginoo, naa diya sa iyang tumong sa pagluwas or paglukat sa mga tao.
I don't think that Boaz thinking was like the average Hebrew man.
Dili nagtuko nga ang paghatag or paghatag pagtanaw niya kang Lot dili sama sa tinanawan sa kaubanan ng mga Hebreanon.
I don't think his mind was so rigid with law. Oh, only Hebrew woman, only Hebrew, my perfect genealogy. No, I don't think Boaz thought that way.
Ang hinahuna ni Boaz, isang dili siya sama sa mga Hebreanon bitaw dito mangita og lain. Ang iya lang diha nga unsa ang ihatag nato kaniya nga sibog sa iyang pagbati nan mauto iyaha.
Boaz had to be thinking, God was merciful to my mother.
Nagsiguro nagunaw na si Boaz siya nga ang Ginoo nga ila kanang Ginoo nga ilang gilagaran nagakaluoy bisan pa nato sa kung inahan nga harlot,
a Canaanite woman.
Bisa pa Canaanite nga kaliwatan.
A harlot woman.
Bandot na kaliwatan.
But she turned to God and she became a righteous woman.
Pan kini nga maong makasalanon nga babae ni duol siya sa Dios unya ginoo nga pasaylong ato kaniya.
So I believe that Boaz was thinking, God can redeem this Moabite woman too.
Siguro ang kasing-kasing sa Dios na dito na pailunas kasing-kasing usab ni Boaz isa nga ang Ginoo magaluwas usab ning bayhana.
Now, when God puts a favor on a woman and causes the eyes of a man to notice that, something might happen.
Kon ang babae ta makabaton kanig pabor gikan sa Dios, unya ihatag sa niya ngadto sa mga mata usab sa tao nga makaluwas ngadto kaniya.
By the way, what else do you know about Boaz?
Unsa pa ilain? No, may tribal gawas siya nga anak siya sa usa ni Rahab.
Hebrew people say, it's not in the Bible, but Hebrew people that have their traditions, they say that Boaz was a man that was probably more than 70 years old.
Oh God,
a man of my age. Boaz, yes.
Si Boaz, niyatong panahon na maigso, niabot na siya ustita, murag tiguang ulitaw na.
Tiguang ulitaw, isa single.
Yeah, so he was an older man.
Mastigulang na siya.
And she was a woman young enough to bear children, probably in her 30, you know.
Siguro, basta kahit tigulang na.
So you see, there was probably 40 years difference in their age.
Siguro mga 40 katuig iya pa kamagulang sa kay ni Ruth. Ilan ba?
Just a little something to think about. So let me read a couple verses. I like to back this up with some verses. What'd you say? I didn't hear it.
The old Carabao eating young grass.
Oh yeah. Oh, you have a saying here in the Philippines, huh? Old caribou eating young grass.
Okay.
Now he was a righteous man. Now, so you know the story of at the time of the harvest, she went and did what Naomi told her to do.
Unya itong nakita niya nga si Naomi, o si Ruth, nituman gyud siya unsay sugo sa iyahang ugangan nga babae nga si Naomi.
Took a bath, put on clean clothes.
Isa nga kaligo, unya pagilis, ayo pag nilusyang diha.
She looked nice, she smelled nice.
Guwapa sa tanawon, unya humot gyo, di kay guwapa nga baho. Humot. Guwapa.
And now in chapter 2 in verse 13.
Chapter 2 verse 13.
So Boaz in the night at midnight, okay, let's tell the story. At midnight, Boaz was stirred and he woke up. And he said, "Who's here? Who's at my feet?" Now I think he could feel her at his feet. His sandals were off. He was sleeping. He took his shoes off. I think he felt the soft skin. He knew it had to be a woman. There's a woman at my feet. Who is this?
Iyang nahino sa iyang tiil ba? Kay ba lumanta kay lahi maning ganang kutis sa mga babae kay pino magi kayo, no? Sa Belinda, pino kayong kutis, no? Unya, na iyang na iyang nahikapan, aw na iyang na patingnan siya. Kini babae gyud siya kay humuk-humuk pag yun di ba pres laki nga hanggay. Humuk niyo.
You're preaching more than I am, brother.
I just dramatized it.
Oh, you dramatized a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I hope they got the whole story.
Amen.
And then it says here in verse 21. Verse 13. And then she said, "Let me find favor in thy sight." 2:13. Let me find favor in thy sight, my Lord.
Pakita ko kaluoy sa imong mga mata, Ginoo.
Now she said, "My Lord."
Maningon siya nga Ginoo ko.
Now she wasn't calling him God.
Wala siya mingon nga Ginoo, God o Dios.
But she was simply recognizing his position. A man of honor. And you see, Ruth now is a picture of the bride of Jesus Christ. And Boaz is a picture of Christ the Messiah. And so there's coming a time at midnight, you see, when the Lord is going to be stirred for his bride.
Ang panahon o katungang gabi nga si nadisturbo siya or nakamatas ang sibuwas sa tungang gabi.
And we as the bride of Christ, we're going to say, "Lord, have favor on us."
Unya sama sab kanato ngay usa ka simbahan nga mudangat kana mga panahon na moingon usab kita sa tubo kalingon nga Ginoo tagay pabor.
So let's see what else. Let me find favor in your sight, my Lord, for that thou hast comforted me, and for that thou hast spoken friendly unto thine handmaid. Though I be not like unto one of thine handmaidens.
Kay niya na ikaw nagkalipay kanako og tungod niya na ikaw nakigsulti kanako nga may kalulot sa imong ulipon nga babae bisan pa nga ako dili sama sa usa ka imong mga sulugoon nga babae.
See, I'm a stranger and I'm a pilgrim here.
Insya nga salamat sa imong kaluoy pero estranyo lang ko diri napita, dili ko taga diri.
I'm of a different race, shall we say.
Insya nga dili ko kaliwatan sama sa di ko pareha sa inyo nga kaliwatan.
I'm not like your other people.
Dili ko sama, di ko kauban ninyo mga tao.
But you've been kind, you've been a friend, and you've comforted me. You've taken care of our needs and my mother-in-law.
Bisan pa nga ako dili sama kaninyo pero imo kung yatiman og maayo dili kay ako lang puli apil na ako ang ugangan usab nga babae nga si Naomi.
And Boaz said to her, at meal time come thou hither and eat of thy bread and dip thy morsel in the vine. Oh, wait a minute. No, that was the first one. The first one. Okay, there's another one here now in chapter 3, verse 11. This is where she's at his feet. Now look at verse, this is at midnight now. This is verse 10, chapter 3. And he said, amen. She said to him, thou art a near kinsman. Okay, and then he said, blessed be thou of the Lord, my daughter, for thou hast showed more kindness in the latter end than at the beginning, inasmuch as thou followed not young men, whether poor or rich.
Nagpakita kanako o kalulot sa kaulahian labi pa kay sa sinugdan sanglit ikaw wala mununot sa mga batanon ng mga lalaki bisan kabus kun adunahan.
So Ruth, you weren't out there in the field just looking for a boyfriend and looking for a husband and looking for somebody to take you and take care of you. No, that isn't what was on your mind.
Diba siguro si Ruth inyong unahon na nini kay batanon pamakot si Ruth, diba? Siguro niya to sa dito kay mangita siya ang iyahang ikaduhang bathala, no? Siguro.
And now my daughter. See, he calls her my daughter.
Onya niinang siya ni Boaz isa karon ikaw anak ko na babae.
Amen. Sisters, wouldn't you love the Lord to speak to you like that? Call you his daughter?
Nakadumog ba tayo anak? Parang kita ang Diyos mingon niya kanarika nato rin.
And now, my daughter, fear not. I will do to thee all that thou request, for all the city of my people doth know that thou art a virtuous woman.
O karon, anak ko, ayaw kahadlok. Buhaton ko kanimo ang tanan nga imong gipamulong kay ang tibuok na syudad sa akong katawhan nang hibalo nga ikaw babae nga may katakos.
Do you know that the people know who you are?
Nakaibalo ba ta bisan pa sa atong
your neighbors know who you are.
Ay mga tawo nakaibalo nato di ba?
They maybe don't talk to you, but they talk to one another.
Siguro dili ka wala man imo masabti na sila kailan mo pero ang mata ko sa kanila no naka magsinultihay sila mahitungod sa imong pinabuhi.
Even if you don't go out among your neighbors and start preaching, they know who you are.
Bisan pag ikaw dili mo ato sa imong hangas na
they know what you believe and they know how you live. Did I ever tell you the story about Sister Janet?
Janet.
She was my wife. She passed away before I married Rita.
Yes.
Well, she was in her car way up in the mountains, and it began to snow in October. A deer ran in front of the car, and she tried to avoid it, and she hit the snow, and the car went right over, end for end, just like that. We were living in small villages, way up high in the mountains. Up there where your tribal people live. And so some of the brethren came along, and they saw her there, and they called for an ambulance. She was in the car. Now the car was totally smashed. But she really wasn't hurt real bad. But the ambulance took her 50-70 miles down to the city to a big hospital, and they examined her, and they said she was okay, so they sent her back home. So anyway, I found out about her in the hospital, so I went to get her. I took another car and I picked her up at the hospital. But I heard this story later. So the brethren from our fellowship, they were going back up the mountain, and this would be about 2 hours, maybe 3 hours later after the accident. So the driver of the ambulance was a school teacher at the school up in that little village up Newcomb, New York. And as he came by, the car was still laying on its roof, and there was a state police officer there. That he, it takes that long to get a policeman way up in those mountains. And so the policeman had his little notebook, and so the ambulance people stopped, and the trooper said, "Well, you know about this accident?" "Oh yeah." And the trooper said, "Yeah, there's got to be alcohol here. I'm going to order her to have an alcohol test down at the hospital for her blood. See if she's drunk." Now, the driver of the ambulance, we did not know that man. I knew his name, I knew who he was, but I don't think I'd ever met him. So when he heard the trooper say that he was going to order an alcohol test for my wife, this phys ed teacher at the school, he said to the trooper, "Dry, dry, dry." Dry. Just, he said, "Dry, dry, dry."
Ang iyang lang na butang isang pagtanaw niya nga isang itest ko nos diya sa kanang kung nakahubog ba kining bayhana. Ang iya niingon lang sa iya siya nga pagkauga, pagkauga, pagkauga.
And the policeman asked the ambulance man, "What do you mean?"
Siya unsa may buti masabot nimo kana imong gitamulong karon.
He said, "Well," so the teacher said to the policeman, he said, "Well, sir, you can order that test if you want, but that'll be the driest test you ever had. You'll find no alcohol in that woman."
Pero sa tanan ninyo nga imong himuon pagtisting niya na kana nang bayhana mo ipinakawag mo'y makuha ng alcohol kay kahibalo ko niya.
Truman said, what? Yeah, the teacher said, sir, we know these people. They don't drink. Do you understand what I'm saying? We didn't know that man, but he knew who we were. That man never heard me preach. I might have met him one time that I've even forgot. And this is what Boaz was saying about Ruth. He was saying, the people here know who you are.
Buti pasabot niya na nga ang mga tao nga nasa itong palibot na kahibalog yung kinsa ka.
Your witness is who you are.
Ang pinaka witness sa atong kinabuhi may soon kung kinsa kita.
Your witness isn't just going to people saying, are you saved? Are you saved? Your witness is you live an upright life. People watch you. And if you have the favor of God, people are going to know that. Men will give you favor when they don't intend to. They don't realize why they're doing it. Now it just so happened that Boaz was also a man who had the favor of God. Now let's talk, we'll just finish with who was Ruth then? Ruth had one child.
Si Ruth na asiyay usaka.
Obed.
Obed, yes.
Usaka anak ng dihandag Obed.
Obed was the father of Jesse.
Si Obed siya ang amahan sa amahani.
And Jesse was the father of David.
Si Jesse mo siya naging amahani.
Mother, grandmother, great grandmother of King David.
Siya ama inahawan lolo bisan pa lolo sa lolo sa niya na yahang apuhan David
Rahab.
Layo ra kayo.
Five generations, and you know what? The Bible traces this all the way down to Joseph and Mary.
Onya gikan ni Jose aw ni gikan sa kang David padulong ato makin-an dito ang kaliwatan dito na dayon kang Maria.
Let me just finish with one verse. We talked about Mary.
Maria ya.
Go back over to Luke.
Mana sa katapusan atong balikan ang katong diyang diskuta nito kang Ruth sa Lucas.
Luke chapter 1.
Lucas kapitulo 1.
Verse 30. And the angel said unto her, fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God.
Og nagingon kaniya ang mga lulunda, dili ka mahadlok, Maria, kay ikaw na nahiagom sa grasya sa Dios.
Thou hast found favor with God. Now, Mary didn't go and look for favor, did she?
Si Maria wala mangga suri-suri aron siya makapaboro sa mga tao.
She wasn't looking for anything. Mary didn't try to promote herself.
Si Maria wala magabutang sa kagalingon nga iyang ipapromote ang kagalingon.
But God saw a quiet, meek, obedient young girl And he said, I'm going to give her the most special favor.
Apan si Maria, simple lang at simple lang ang babae, ilubon siya, pero nakita sa Ginoo siya na ako pilihon ka ng bayhana.
Yeah, I don't have time. We could talk about Queen Esther.
Na wala tayo panahon, Mason. Ako pang masulti ta kanina may tungkol Queen Esther.
You go and read the story.
Kamo na lang basa na palihok.
We could talk about Samuel. We could talk about David. I mean, just all of these blessed characters, favor of God. God bless you.